Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Wings Radio program, where we hope you will be uplifted and motivated by what you hear tonight. If you would like to join other listeners in the live chat room, go to www.wingsofprophecy.com and click on the live chat tab. Now here's your host, Glenda Lankus.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Wings Radio program. I'm your host, Glenda Lankus, and today we are going to be talking about joy and rejoicing. Thank you also to my friend who sent me an email telling me I didn't look very joyful in that last video I posted, because you're absolutely right. I didn't. I had forgotten. It slipped my mind that I'm supposed to be joyful at all times, and I was just really struggling. So thank you for that reminder. I'm trying very hard to do better now. Now, as I record this, I am getting ready to leave on another emergency trip to go see my mom. She was rushed to the hospital again a few hours ago. It's worse than last time, and I need to get on the road. But I wanted to be sure that I had a radio program for y'all first, because we really love y'all, and we really want to feed you the Word of God and encourage you in your walk with Christ. Now, joy is defined in the dictionary as an intense and ecstatic or exultant happiness, or a source or an object of pleasure or satisfaction. The question that we have to ask ourselves is, what is our joy and where does it come from? What is the source, object of our pleasure, of our satisfaction? Psalm 16:11 says, "Thou wilt shew me the path, thy presence is fullness of joy, at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Thy presence is fullness of joy. God created within each and every one of us the capacity to feel and experience this joy. I never really experienced joy before I walked with God. I had temporary times of what I thought were happiness when there would be a smile on my face. And a lot of times I was pretending to be even happy and wasn't. But a lot of times there would be a smile on my face because, you know, something was going well or whatever. But I never really felt that joy, that joyful peace. And what drew me to God was when I saw it in someone else, a young girl. And I thought, wow, can you be Christian and be happy too? Because the Christians I'd known were not happy. So I had not wanted any part of it. Now, none of us want to discourage the people around us from coming to Jesus, do we? So, as my friend said in the email, if they see me struggling and that I can't be joyful, then they don't believe they can either. The truth is, I do have joy, y'all. It's deep inside me. I wake up smiling every day. I go to sleep smiling every night, because I have Jesus. And I know where I'm going after this life. And as far as things that are happening in this life, I know that God is going to turn every single one of them to my benefit. Every single thing. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." So, just with that verse alone, I know that no matter what happens today, no matter what happens to my mom, no matter what happens to me, to our family, I know God's going to work it to good. God has taken so many things in my past and worked them to good that were so horrible to go through that I literally begged to go home to heaven. And I know many of you have been through the same type of things. So if God created within us the ability to feel this wonderful, peaceful joy, why do so many of us walk through the world not smiling, living without the joy, without happiness? The answer is simple. We're looking in the wrong place. You know, in my old life, I looked so many places trying to find joy. I tried to find joy in that bad marriage, which certainly was, that's out of the frying pan and into the fire, as they say. And I tried to find it in work by just working myself down to nothing. I tried to find it in looking beautiful in my youth. I tried to find it in dating. I tried everything I could think of. I tried to find it on the dance floor, in drinking and partying with my friends. The most I ever achieved in any of those was a temporary smile. It was not even what you could call happiness, and it certainly was not joy. Joy is not something we can produce. It is not something we can go out in the world and find. Joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Only He can produce it. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, and faith. So if your joy in this world is a big steak and a bottle of wine, then what you have is not joy. It's simply meat and drink. You can eat all the meat and drink all the drink of this world, and you will still hunger, and you will still thirst. Joy only comes from Him. Joy comes when you surrender everything in your life, and you surrender all your stuff and say, okay, Lord, I don't know how we're going to do this. I don't know how you're going to get me through this, but here, I give it all to you. You show me what you want me to do. And then you're free. All of a sudden, you're free, and you're at peace because you know God. You know Him. You know He is a loving Father. You know He is going to come through for you. You know. We can know that, y'all. He's a faithful God. If we're faithful to Him, He is faithful. If you are serving Him faithfully, if you're doing what you're supposed to do, God is going to be faithful. He's going to show Himself so faithful in your life that it will amaze you. You know, I worked at a bank for a while, way in the past, and I remember hearing from this girl that worked over in what was called the private bank, which was the part of the bank that was for super rich people. I remember her telling me one day that there were people who had millions of dollars who committed suicide. They had no one. They had no family. They had no one. And they just left it all to charities and took themselves out. And to me, that was just so sad. How sad to have so much resource that you could help so many people with and enrich the world with and help, you know, take poverty completely out of the lives of some people. And yet to just have no life at all. And it was because they didn't have Jesus. Because if they had had Jesus, the money is just a resource. It's a means to an end. It's a way to help people. It's a way to do good in the world. Yes, we need money to live, and money can make you comfortable, but it can never really make you joyful. It may put a smile on your face now and then, but it cannot give you life. It certainly cannot give you eternal life, but it can do a lot of good in the world to other people who are hurting and in great need. And anytime we get something, if we get a windfall, our first question should be, Lord, do you have a purpose for this? What is your purpose for this? Because He always has a purpose. God doesn't bring things to us as much as He brings things through us. There have been times when God has spoken to me to give to people who are giving to me. He has done that many times. And He always knows what He's doing. And God gets glory when we do that, y'all. He gets glorified. Real joy is to live for God. It's to seek His joy, to make Him happy. Living for His happiness is what is joyful. Because you cannot outgive God. You can give Him all your time, give Him everything that you can possibly give Him. He's going to turn around and give you more back every single time. You cannot outbless God. He's going to outbless you in ways that will absolutely amaze you. There is a joy and a peace that comes only from living in communion with the Lord, by walking in His path and obeying His commands. And it is the happiest feeling in the world, y'all. You wake up in peace, you walk in peace, and you kind of float through life. And yeah, bad things happen around you, but they never get you down for very long because you remember that you have Jesus. And you remember that you have heaven to go to after this life, after all the sorrow and all the tears and all the pain that we walk through in this life. We have Jesus. We have heaven to go to, y'all, and we're going to be there forever once we leave this world. If my mom leaves this world today, when she steps into heaven, into her new body, she'll be about 30 years old, young and gorgeous again, because she was a knockout when she was young, and healthy. She won't be sick anymore. She won't be sad anymore, and she won't be in pain anymore. And all the sorrow of this life will be behind her. And she will live eternally in the presence of the Lord. If you have ever felt the presence of God, for even a minute, then you know it is the most beautiful feeling in the world. There is nothing better. There is nothing better. It is a state of absolute bliss. And that is what heaven is going to feel like, y'all. Heaven's going to feel like going home to a place of absolute bliss and love. And we get to go there. We get to go there after this life. So that's what we rejoice over, no matter what's getting us down. Like today, I'm going to drive on the trip and go see Mom. And I know that Mom doesn't recognize me now. I know she doesn't recognize any of us, but like my husband said, she may not recognize you with her mind, but her heart still knows who you are. And I will know that I'm there. So if you're facing something like that in your life, or if your kids are acting like they've lost their mind, or your spouse has gone all crazy on you, just smile and know that you've got Jesus. And whatever happens in your life, keep being faithful to God. He's going to work your stuff out, and it's going to be to your benefit, okay? He's going to work all your stuff out, and it's going to be to your benefit in the end. You're still going to be smiling when it's over, okay? Not that we don't have ups and downs and some hard times, but we get through them. We don't walk our hard times alone like the people in the world do, y'all. We have Jesus to walk with us. He is inside us, literally living in our heart. And we want to make our life a place of holiness and purity where he's comfortable to reside, a place where he is very happy to make his abode. And then we can feel his joy, because he will express his joy through us. The joy of the Lord is our strength for walking through hard times. That is what we draw on when we hurt. I remember when my son first got sent to prison. He had just turned 18, y'all, when he got in trouble. It was right before he turned 18. So he was just 18 when he got sent to prison. And my heart was broken. I mean, I was just devastated. I used to go sit in his bedroom in my apartment in Chickasha and just cry. Sit on his bed and just cry because I missed him so much. And I took a job in South Louisiana right after that. And he was in jail in Oklahoma, and I went to South Louisiana, and I can remember so many days driving down the road, just tears just streaming down my face and saying, Lord, I'm going to praise you no matter what. I'm still going to praise you. I know somehow you're going to bring good out of this, and I'm just going to praise you. Well, he got saved while he was in prison, and it was so beautiful. And he walked the walk for a while after he got out, but the problem was he got in with a cult, and when he found out the cult wasn't for real, I think he assumed God wasn't for real, and so he kind of jumped ship. But I know that God is going to bring him back. I know that he is, because God's a good God. Rick is a smart guy, and he's going to see the truth about God, and he's going to make an incredible servant to the Lord when he does. But the joy of the Lord, knowing that God is going to work everything out for us, knowing that no matter what happens, we are more than conquerors. Do y'all hear me? We are more than conquerors. We're going to come out on top. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against us is going to prosper, okay? No weapon formed against you is going to prosper in Jesus' name. This is a word for a man who's listening right now. Every tongue that rises against you, you shall condemn in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 54:17, sir, that is your scripture to stand on for your situation. Our joy will carry us through times of sorrow. It will help us bear up under life's losses, under life's burdens. When we are being afflicted, we can still smile and say, Lord, I'm going to praise you no matter what. Like Job said, though he slay me, yet will I praise him. He's God. He knows what's best. I'm going to keep going forward. I'm just going to keep going. Anything that happens around us is just such a minor thing compared to the long-term picture. And that's what we have to remember. Our lives are like a vapor. If we abide in the Lord, if we abide in him, and abide means to depend on him, to dwell in him and in his presence and in his word. He and his word are the same. So if you abide in his word, if we rest in him, then we are going to have joy. We're the branches. He is the vine. So we just pull what we need from him and we keep on going. See? You know, life does get hard sometimes. Sometimes we face financial stresses. We don't know how we're going to pay the bills. We have trouble with our kids. We have trouble with our family. You know, we're sick in our body. We're in pain. There's just so many things that can happen. Your marriage can be going over a rocky place. And sometimes you get so overwhelmed, you just want to give up. And I've been there so many times, I can't count them all. My mom has been there so many times, she can't count them all. But if you pull on the joy and you draw on the joy of the Lord, you'll be able to fight back when the devil attacks you in these ways. But if you don't have his joy, then you're going to have weariness. So everybody has problems, but if you give in to those down feelings during those problems, then you won't fight back. So that's what we have to do, is hold on to the joy. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice. So that's always. Keep rejoicing no matter what. Because remember, joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. You don't produce it. You just say, okay, Holy Spirit, rejoice through me. Let him bring his love and his joy through you. Sometimes I will say, Lord, I'm feeling kind of cranky today. Can you just love the people around me through me so that I don't, you know, be cranky? Because you don't always feel like rejoicing, but joy is not a feeling. It's a fruit of the Spirit. James 1:2 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Pure joy is not happiness. Pure joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Facing trials does not make us happy. It makes us be stressed out and cranky and everything else. But count it as joy, because joy will give you the strength to fight it and overcome it. Okay? No matter who walks away from you, no matter who gives up on you, God is going to stay right there. He's going to be there for you. He's going to be there with you. We can rejoice in that, his faithfulness. Our joy will keep us strong. So take the joy. It's the fruit of the Spirit. Take it. Hope is a fruit of the Spirit. Perseverance. We need to have these things, y'all. We need these to fight back now, and imagine how much more we're going to need them in the future. I have a friend who often has forebodings before big national disasters occur, and he's been having a very strong one for about the last 2 weeks, and we're wondering if something's going to happen on July 4th. We don't know, but it makes you wonder. And, you know, our viewpoint in that is just keep rejoicing. No matter what, we're going to keep rejoicing, because if something does happen, it just means we're one day closer to Jesus coming back, y'all. And we want Jesus to come back because we want to go where he is. So the point of the whole thing is, I got very overwhelmed a few weeks ago when I made those videos. I was just really down. I was being attacked, or I felt like I was being attacked, and I was just weary, y'all. It's a lot to keep up with, and, you know, I don't have Jerry here with me helping me yet, but I rejoice that I have Jerry, and he's with me in spirit. I really rejoice for that, but we do the best we can, and we need to remember, especially those of us who are leaders, and, y'all, I don't even think of myself as a leader. I don't even remember that I am one, so please forgive me for that. We just need to keep being joyful and rejoice. I'm going to rejoice all the way to Oklahoma today, and no matter what happens, I'm still going to rejoice. I pray that you will too. Lord, I lift every listener to you in prayer right now. Father, I pray that you would evidence the fruit of joy through their spirits and into their lives. I pray, Father, that with every difficulty they face, you would remind them to draw on your joy, to express your heavenly joy, so that to be a witness to all that are around them. And I pray, Father, that you would strengthen me with your joy, and that I would be an example of your joy, Lord, in dark times and in trials, and that you would show that peace and that joy to anyone around us who needs to see it, Lord, as evidence of you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you so much for listening. I pray that y'all have a great week in Christ. Bye now. Time standing still when
Thank you so much for tuning in to hear Glenda Linkous on Wings Radio tonight. We hope that you have been encouraged and inspired in your daily walk with Christ. You can find more of Glenda's talks on her YouTube channel, Texas Author and the Number One. You can contact Glenda by email at wingsofprophecy@gmail.com. Or by mail at Glenda Linkous, P.O. Box 127, Princeton, Texas, 75407. Wings Radio is a non-denominational program and is not affiliated with any church or nonprofit organization.
Have you ever gone through a period in your life where it felt like someone just yanked the rug out from under you? Or you woke up one day and it felt like your life was just falling apart? Every Christian must pass through the desert on the way to their promised land. This is what I call the wilderness experience. Wilderness experiences are often times of great uncertainty and change. They are also times of great discomfort where you feel the heat and the pressure are on. And everywhere you turn, it seems like there's no place to run for comfort. The Lord took me in and out of a number of wilderness experiences, and then He had me write a book called The Wilderness Companion. And what it is a roadmap through these desert times in your life. It's kind of a how-to do and don't manual of what He taught me and things He spoke to me during the wilderness times that I went through. Sometimes wilderness times are times of physical challenge where you're ill. Sometimes they are financial challenges. Many of the ones I went through were financial challenges where I had no work and no money. Or times when God just took me out of work and put me in a place where, you know, I couldn't find a job or whatever. But the Wilderness Companion will help you if you are in a wilderness time or if you want to read the book for in preparations for the next time, to find out why you've been led into the wilderness, find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving the provisions you need in the wilderness, because very often wilderness times are times of a lack of provision. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Now, these were revealed to me straight from God. And drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by teaching you how to partner with God for His purposes for you in the desert seasons. This is a book you don't want to miss. The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax is available on Amazon.com or in the Wings of Prophecy bookstore in print form or Kindle version, www.wingsofprophecy.com.
Soft candlelight perfectly sets the ambiance of peace and quiet after a hard day. Candlelight encourages an unspoken intimacy over dinner with family or friends. Flickering flames of candles while studying God's Word subtly suggests the Holy Spirit's presence to teach and counsel. Why not use non-toxic, healthy beeswax candles? Buy them handmade from the Miller family through HolyArchangelCandles.com. Every shipment comes to you with a prayer for blessing. HolyArchangelCandles.com. That's HolyArchangelCandles.com. Isaiah prophesied 2,500 years ago to a nation he did not know. His words lay dormant to man's understanding until the events it describes begin to happen. A brand new book entitled America, Isaiah is warning. God's judgment is coming explains this mysterious prophecy which God meant for this generation of Americans. This judgment is such a consequential nature, God has the whole world witness the event. America, Isaiah is warning. God's judgment is coming. It's not about a future event. Its fulfillment is taking place now. You can find out more and order the book at AmericasJudgment.com. That's AmericasJudgment.com. America's Judgment is one word. Type in AmericasJudgment.com into your favorite internet browser. Time is of the essence to understand God's secret place of protection from the horrors to come.